You're going to listen to two young Americans talking about their trip to India. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 7 with the sentence endings A to J. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hi, I'm James, and this is my girlfriend, Liz.
Hi.
And in August, we took a trip together to India. We visited several cities in the north of India, and then went to a wedding in the south, all over the course of 2 weeks.
Our journey began in New Delhi, the capital of India, after a 13-hour flight from New York.
Yeah, that was a long flight.
Immediately, it was clear to see how busy the city was with the upcoming G20 summit that was going to bring a lot of world leaders together.
But we were there just as tourists.
We took several tours around the city and spent 4 days in New Delhi. We visited a number of sites like the India Gate, the Lotus Temple, and Qutub Minar.
Our favorite stop in Delhi, however, was an artisan's shop where we bought this beautiful handmade rug for our apartment back home.
After Delhi, we traveled to Agra, the site of the Taj Mahal. It's no surprise it was one of the seven wonders of the world. So beautiful.
Next, we went to Jaipur, known as the Pink City, just like the Instagram filter, because of the pink hue of many of the city's buildings made from the local sandstone. Jaipur was filled with palaces and forts and puppets. Apparently, they invented puppetry there.
Jaipur is in Rajasthan, which is so close to the desert. So even in the city, we saw camels and cows and lots of monkeys and even an elephant walking down the road.
Our tour guides showed us all the historical sites in each city, told us stories, and introduced us to many of the unique crafts and foods.
Yes. Along the way, we had all kinds of delicious food. Let's see. What did we eat? Paneer, naan, butter chicken.
Oh, yeah. And also dosa. Yes, I love dosa. Dosa are like Indian crepe, sometimes filled with spicy potatoes and sauces to dip.
And I had a mango lassi, a tasty mango yogurt drink. So refreshing.
Finally, we flew from Jaipur and headed to Hyderabad in the south of India for a friend's wedding.
Yes, 3 days of celebration. There was dancing and eating and henna and lots of rice, a traditional symbol of prosperity at Indian weddings.
And over 300 guests. Indian weddings are something else.
That was a great trip, but we were really ready to go home by the end. So from Hyderabad, we flew back to New York, and our kitty was so happy to see us when we returned.
And yes, we also ate hamburgers on the first day back. Hi, I'm James, and this is my girlfriend, Liz.
Hi.
And in August, we took a trip together to India. We visited several cities in the north of India, and then went to a wedding in the south, all over the course of 2 weeks.
Our journey began in New Delhi, the capital of India, after a 13-hour flight from New York.
Yeah, that was a long flight.
Immediately, it was clear to see how busy the city was with the upcoming G20 summit that was going to bring a lot of world leaders together.
But we were there just as tourists.
We took several tours around the city and spent 4 days in New Delhi. We visited a number of sites like the India Gate, the Lotus Temple, and Qutub Minar.
Our favorite stop in Delhi, however, was an artisan's shop where we bought this beautiful handmade rug for our apartment back home.
After Delhi, we traveled to Agra, the site of the Taj Mahal. It's no surprise it was one of the 7 wonders of the world. So beautiful.
Next, we went to Jaipur, known as the Pink City, just like the Instagram filter, because of the pink hue of many of the city's buildings made from the local sandstone. Jaipur was filled with palaces and forts and puppets. Apparently, they invented puppetry there.
Jaipur is in Rajasthan, just so close to the desert. So even in the city, we saw camels and cows and lots of monkeys and even an elephant walking down the road.
Our tour guides showed us all the historical sites in each city, told us stories, and introduced us to many of the unique crafts and foods.
Yes. Along the way, we had all kinds of delicious food. Let's see. What did we eat? Paneer, naan, butter chicken.
Oh, yeah. And also dosa. Yes, I love dosa. Dosa are like Indian crepe, sometimes filled with spicy potatoes and sauces to dip.
And I had a mango lassi, a tasty mango yogurt drink. So refreshing.
Finally, we flew from Jaipur and headed to Hyderabad in the south of India for a friend's wedding.
Yes, 3 days of celebration. There was dancing and eating and henna and lots of rice, a traditional symbol of prosperity at Indian weddings.
And over 300 guests. Indian weddings are something else.
Mm-hmm. That was a great trip, but we were really ready to go home by the end. So from Hyderabad, we flew back to New York, and our kitty was so happy to see us when we returned.
And yes, we also ate hamburgers on the first day back.
Mm-hmm.